The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has joined with the nation of Norway in a billion-dollar donation for childhood vaccines. The money will be spent over 10 years and will go to the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which is a public-private partnership. The new vaccine effort is being welcomed by international health experts, even as some express concern over the impact it will have on other health programs. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
This $1 billion adds to an initial donation of $750 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the year 2000. That created Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. And so far, Bill Gates is pleased with Gavi's efforts.
We can say very strongly that we've never made a better investment.
The foundation held a telephone press conference to announce the new $750 million contribution from Gates and $290 million more from Norway. Gavi Executive Secretary Julian Laub-Levitt described the vaccinations that have resulted from Gavi's efforts to date.
An additional 4 million children have been reached through routine immunization for diphtheria, tetanus, and whooping cough. Over 42 million more children have been immunized against hepatitis B. Almost 5 million more children have been immunized against Haemophilus influenza B, and over 3 million have been immunized against yellow fever.
International health experts praise Gavi's support for vaccine research. The alliance has been able to convince drug companies to work on vaccines from malaria and HIV by assuring the companies that there will be money available to buy any new products. But some international health experts privately voice concern about some of the vaccines on Laub-Levitt's list of what's happened since Gavi was founded in 2000. One spoke on the record about immunizing 42 million children against hepatitis B,
which is a serious disease and kills adults in their 40s.
Mark Grabowski is a senior advisor to the American Red Cross.
But it's not a cause of child mortality. So this enormous effort is put into a disease which is not seen by the public health community as a child health problem.
He says some countries go along only because the money is there, and trained health planners become unavailable for other, more needed initiatives. But Gavi's David Fleming says there is interest in hepatitis B.
At the country level, although among the pediatricians, there hasn't been an awareness of the disease burden. At the government level and across the medical community, there's been a huge awareness of the problem of hepatitis B.
Grabowski and others also mention a vaccine against meningitis that costs several dollars a shot. Some countries have been unwilling to guarantee that they'll be able to keep giving that vaccine once the Gavi money runs out. Another concern, because Gavi supports government-organized vaccination campaigns, children not reached by governments, such as those in rural areas or conflict areas, may continue to be missed. In a recent article in the American Journal of Public Health, a City University of New York professor says some developing countries may be more interested in building up their entire health system. Gavi's Fleming says his group is working on that, and that the last 5 years have been a learning experience. He says what's important is that Gavi has shown vaccination can be expanded.
Can we do a better job? Absolutely. But the good news is we have a system that's reversed the trend of declining coverage, and a system that is continuing to head us in the right direction.
Now he says it's time to listen to the World Health Organization's call for more money and to get other donors to step in. $1 billion is just a start.
WHO estimates that $8 to $12 billion are needed over the next 10 years to get coverage levels up to where they need to be to protect the poorest children in the world.
Bill Gates says one of the biggest challenges is to keep donors interested in routine immunizations over time.
It just doesn't stay top of mind because the people who are suffering are far, far away, and it's not newsworthy that that's taking place on literally a daily basis.
He comes up with some compelling numbers. Gates estimates that Gavi has saved the lives of 670,000 children in the last few years. The goal for the next 5 years is several million more. The Gates Foundation also supports NPR's coverage of international health. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.